On the phone with us today, very pleased to be joined by country music superstar Tracy Lawrence, getting set for his show at the Montgomery Turkey Trot Festival Saturday night, September 7th. Tracy, second time's a charm. I know Mother Nature didn't cooperate with us last go-around, but the show's going to go on this year. We're so thankful that you were able to work it out and come back to our festival at the Turkey Trot.
It's going to be so much fun, and, you know, we're going to play a lot of stuff off the new record, too, and hopefully it's going to start cooling off a little bit. September starts to back off a little bit from this crazy heat that we've been having, so I'm looking forward to it, man.
Boy, I tell you, it's a great venue, open field, and the fans are pumped. Ticket sales are going really well. Tracy, let's talk a little bit about this new album, new CD, Made in America, officially set to release tomorrow, I understand. Is that right?
It is. It'll be my 16th album. I wrote pretty much all of it, or published most of it. There's only one outside song called Giving Mama Reasons to Pray that Chris Stapleton and Sean Camp wrote. I produced it. I've been very hands-on through every step of the whole process. So it took about 2 years to make, so I'm real excited about it finally getting out to the public.
Well, we can't wait to hear it again. Check it out. It is available tomorrow, Made in America, the latest project from Tracy Lawrence. And I know at the Turkey Trot Festival, we're going to hear several new songs off of this project, I'm sure.
We're doing five or six of them in the new show, trying to weave it in through all the hits and stuff. So you're going to get everything from Sticks and Stones to Paint Me a Birmingham. We open up the show with Made in America, do a couple of new songs there, and then I'm kind of scattering new ones throughout the show. Ending the show with one of my favorites, Paint Me a Birmingham, at the end of the night, and then we encore with some of the really rocking stuff off the new record.
Love it. You know, Paint Me a Birmingham is probably my favorite. I just absolutely love that song. It is a true great country music song.
Dang, it was a good one. I'm telling you, that's one of those classic songs that I think will be around for a long time.
I agree. It's hard to believe, Tracy. I was doing a little background history. You're approaching the 30-year mark in the industry, and you're only, what, 34 years old? That's pretty amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, I started off when I was like 14. I've been very blessed, man. I've had a long career coming up on 30 years, and I honestly have to say I still enjoy it as much as I did years ago. I remember a lot more of it now than what I did 20 years ago. But I'm enjoying the craft of making music. I'm enjoying performing, and I'm enjoying being around my fans. I guess a lot of that comes with being a little bit older and maturing in the business. I'm just at a good place in life.
Well, you came on in that onslaught when country music was on the rise in the early 90s, you know, the Garth Brooks of the world and Clint Black and on. Just country music was prime in the early 90s, and you're a big part of pushing country music up to the next level during that time.
That was fun, man. They called that the young country period, man. And I remember I was living in Louisiana working in a circuit band in 1989. Some of the guys that hit in 89 were Clint Black, Alan Jackson, Mark Chestnut, Travis Tritt, and a little unknown act by the name of Garth Brooks was just taking off. And I saw all that stuff explode in 89, and I think Keith Whitley passed away in the spring of 89 when Keith passed away. And by the time we got into 90, I was like, I've got to go to Nashville. There's too much great stuff happening. And I packed my stuff, played my last gig, and I went for broke with no intentions of ever going back.
Well, we're certainly glad you did, that's for sure. We've got all the music to prove it, too. You know, I was going through your library of songs, and I can honestly tell you, I cannot pick one bad song that you have ever released. That you have got an extensive library from the early number one hit Sticks and Stones on through, which I'm sure we're going to have some more hit singles off of this new album, which I can't wait to hear. But when it comes to picking the songs for your live shows, how in the world do you pick which ones that you play live? And then what is your personal favorite that you like to... We talked about Paint Me a Birmingham. Is there any others that you like to perform live?
Man, there's so many, and different ones for different reasons. I mean, I love Time Marches On. I think it's the best written song I've ever recorded. If the World Had a Front Porch and Can't Break It to My Heart or two that I wrote early in my career that have become huge staples in my show. Sticks and Stones was my first one. But I love singing I See It Now. That's one of my personal favorites of all the stuff that I've done over the years.
All great hits, no doubt about it. You mentioned Chris Stapleton helped you with one of the songs on the new album. I tell you, in today's country music, it's not quite like it used to be when you burst onto the scene in the early 90s, but is there anybody out there that you're liking on today's scene?
Man, there's a lot of great young artists that are out there. Luke Combs, I dig him a lot. I've had a chance to hang out with him quite a bit. What a powerful voice he's got. And some great female singers, too, that I haven't talked about. I really like Maren Morse a lot. The country music is in very good hands. There's some really great young talent out there that's killing the charts and making some great records.
Is there any advice you're giving these up-and-coming stars?
You know, if they're like me, they never wanted to take advice from anybody. But I think the biggest advice you can give to somebody is just be true to the craft, man. Do it for the love of it. You know, if you don't love it, this is not the place for you. It's too hard to make a living at this stuff. You have to absolutely love it to survive in this business.
And you can tell you guys certainly do. What about your band? Who's coming on the road with you these days?
You know, I'm going out with Justin Moore next year. We're going to do about 20 cities and buildings for the first 3 or 4 months of the year. Right now, man, I'm doing casinos and things. You know, a lot of sold-out, you know, theaters and festivals and stuff, a lot of local openers. So I'm just kind of contained in my own little camp.
I love it. Well, and you, I gotta think this is probably your first ever Turkey Trot Festival.
Well, yeah, I guess we got rained out last year, so this is going to be fun. So why do you call it the Turkey Trot Festival?
We race the turkeys.
Really?
Yes.
Do you like put harnesses on them, or you just turn them loose with numbers on them?
They are harnessed. They have leashes, and you get behind the jockeys get behind them, and you race them to the finish line.
Really?
They got a mind of their own sometimes, though. They either take off from the get go, or they just fall flat right from the start.
Wow, that sounds amazing. I can't wait to see this.
And the best part is, you know, our specialty when it comes to food at the Turkey Trot is the marinated turkey strips. So.
Wow.
We don't let the turkeys see that, of course.
Bless their hearts. Well, this should be a lot of fun, brother. I'm sure looking forward to seeing you guys. Thanks so much for giving me a little time today, and I hope everybody enjoys the new album. It's called Made in America, and it hits the stores the 16th, which I guess is tomorrow.
Tomorrow. We'll be sure to pick it up. Tracy Lawrence, thank you so much for taking time to talk with us, and we will see you September 7th at the Turkey Trot Festival, Montgomery, Indiana.
Thank you, Dwayne. Appreciate you, bud.